So every year at this time, the Chronicle produces the Houston 10. And the concept is pretty simple. It's basically who's got the most buzz in sports in the city of Houston. And they put it together. My buddy Greg Rogin put it together. And his number one guy in the Houston top 10 is Cal McNair. Cal McNair, number one. And he had Daryl Morey, James Harden, Chris Paul, number two. Jeff Luno, third. Deshaun Watson, fourth. And then Bill O'Brien, fifth. I think Tillman Fertitta is somebody who needs to be way higher on this list. What do you think about that?
So where is he on the list?
He was not on Greg's list, Tillman
Fertitta. Oh, he wasn't on the list.
He was not.
Yeah, no. I think he should be on the list, but I think Kyle should be number one easily.
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 Easily. I
mean, you come in your first 6 months on a job and you make huge decisions and moves like this. Like, this is something that's you haven't seen from his dad. He's more passive. He was more patient. Didn't make a lot of big splashes. And he comes in and makes a huge splash right away. Get rid of Brian Gain. Boom. Like, that's huge. Like, that's something you don't see. You just go 11-5. You just went to the playoffs. You won 8 or 9 games straight. And then next thing you know, this big thing just happens. I think he deserves the number one spot. Now, I do think Fertitta needs to be on here for some of the comments he was saying out there.
Yes.
but for me, it's definitely Kyle McNair number one.
I think I'm going to go with Tillman Fertitta number one. Mm. I'm going to go with Tillman. I'm going to go with Tillman because of how outspoken he has been, which we haven't seen from a Houston owner in quite some time. Here, let's go back and take a listen to what Tillman has been like this offseason. This is Tillman Fertitta immediately after the Game 6 loss to the Golden State Warriors.
We had them. We should have stepped on their throat the other night and cut their throat, okay? It's not let's make a few shots and win. It's step on their throat and let's take it back to Houston and end it in 6. And we'll pick up a few Tillmanisms along the way in the next few years.
I love that. I love that last part, selfishly.
Tillmanism. See, I think he talks a little like stuff like that you don't want to hear. Like, as a player, you don't want to hear that. A few Tillmanisms. Like, what is that? Like, what are you talking about right now?
Like, if you're a player, are you thinking, okay, is he going to borrow some of the things that he's doing in his restaurants and applying them to yeah, what we're like, doing here?
This isn't college or whatever case may be. You just, some owners just talk a little too much in the media. And I think he's still young as an owner.
Yes.
He's still very young. So I think he'll figure it out. But stuff like that, you just don't want to hear.
At what point in life do you get to the stage where you can start referring to things that you do as isms? Like, what do you have to do to be like, hey, this is a Cecil Shorts-ism. Hey, it's no a Mike Meltzer-ism.
Maybe we own a bunch of restaurants like him. We could do that.
Maybe. Here was Tillman Fertitta a little bit after the season discussing his team moving forward.
If we can make this team better, we're going to make this team better, and that's just a fact. Tillman, but I have a great team. I love all five of my starting five. But it's my job to make sure that we put the best team we can put on the court next year.
So Tillman's spoken a lot since the Rockets were dispatched by the Golden State Warriors about 2 months ago. Meanwhile, I don't know if you're aware of this, Cecil, but mm-hmm. Cal McNair, as you mentioned, made a big move in getting rid of Brian Gain. And we have exclusive audio of everything that Cal McNair has said after this big move. That's all we've gotten. That is all that we have gotten from Cal McNair since firing Brian Gain 1 month ago.
Yeah, Kyle definitely needs to say something. Now, I'm a big fan of Kyle. I think he will bring a Super Bowl to the Texans sometime soon, hopefully. But he making all these moves, I mean, this is not a normal thing for this time of year. You know what I mean? So this time of year, it's 2 weeks away. I think this happened over a month ago, a little bit over a month ago. This is something that he needs to speak up and not necessarily explain himself, but just make himself available to answer questions. Because like you said yesterday, you have tons of questions of what's going on and what's going forward and what's happening in the building. Because it's a lot of gray area. We have no idea what's going on, to be honest. So I think he needs to say something a little bit, hopefully maybe during training camp or the first day or two of training camp, he'll come out and have a press conference or whatever the case may be. I think he's an awesome guy, but in this situation, with everything that's going on in this time period, he needs to say something.
I agree. I think at this point, especially with Adam Schefter's report yesterday that this team is going with four different guys to take over GM responsibilities, Matt Bassergen, James Lipford, Chris Olsen, Jack Easterby. It'll be nice to hear from Cal on why this structure makes sense, why they didn't go out and hire a GM if they fired Brian Gain a month ago. I would like to hear from Cal McNair at some point before or like right around the start of training camp. I would like to hear that, yes.
I think that would be good. I think it would be good for people to hear him, and then hopefully he'll answer questions, you know, to the best of his ability, and then give us what we want to hear as far as why, you know, certain things happened the way they did, and if O'Brien has the power that he really has, and is he on the hot seat, or is he safe, or is there so many questions that, you know, we can come up with and ask, and I'm pretty sure everybody wants a chance to at least ask him.
So basically, to recap this whole thing, if we're talking about biggest mover and shaker in Houston, because Tillman's been more out there and he's been willing to go on the record, my vote's for Tillman Fertitta. Until I see Cal McNair actually say something about what's going on in his organization. So I'll go with that. One of the things I wanted to say real quick this morning, I got a little carried away with myself yesterday. Not by stating Deshaun Watson was not great in 2018, which I will stand by. But McClain got me off on a kick when he asked me about JJ and how he played, and I said he wasn't quite great. That was idiotic. I thought about that since I said that. I was like, that was stupid. What I really meant to say was JJ's season this past year was not as great as his four best seasons. But I think that's probably conventional wisdom. And yeah, those four seasons from 2012 to 2015 are some of the greatest individual seasons ever any defensive player has had.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I don't think we'll see that JJ ever again.
I agree.
That was a peak JJ, a JJ that was phenomenal, that was rare, that was unique, that was unstoppable, to be honest. Just unstoppable. Anything and everything he wanted to do, he got done. From catching touchdowns to hitting the passer, he was incredible. But I do think last year, I'm glad you came around to the good side. He had a great year last year.
The Mike Meltzer summary on the 2018 Texans. Two guys had great seasons. JJ and Hopkins. That's it. Those are the two guys.
We're still going to work on you with Watson, because Watson had a great year last year.
I think my opinion on Watson should make people feel more optimistic, because my whole thing is, since I didn't think he was great, it means there's a ton of room to grow for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
So I think in a weird way, I am taking the more optimistic approach when it comes to this season. And I am, in all seriousness, like despite all this weirdness going on with Gain and Caserio and Jack Easterby, I am optimistic about watching Deshaun this year, because like you've been saying about Clowney, Watson is not coming off an injury. He's not coming off a surgery.
Right.
He's had the whole offseason to be in the building the whole time, take all the snaps, take all the reps with the first team. And I think that can only mean good things for him and for the offense this year.
Yeah, I agree, man. The more time you get to spend working on your craft and not necessarily, you know, trying to get healthy from a surgery or whatever the case may be, the better you're going to get, man. So I'm excited to see Watson this year. I think he can be an MVP candidate, and he's going against a lot of MVP caliber quarterbacks this year. So it's going to be fun to see them go toe to toe with each other.